Has someone ever advised you, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade? This is Pastor Jeff Deal from Westerlo Baptist Church, your pastor of the day. We've all experienced when the unpleasant circumstances of life seem to eject us from who we plan to be. Like the response of a small child eating a lemon for the first time, its experience is bitter and sour, and the face can do nothing but respond with a puckering cringe. Life's sufferings, whether they be terrible traffic making you late or life-changing news coming from your doctor, they elicit a response not unlike that child, as our physical, emotional, and spiritual reflexes pucker under the bitter experience. The struggles are inevitable. We cannot escape them. And sometimes they come in the most inopportune time, don't they? This old adage tells us that when life gives us these lemons, we make lemonade. Now, that might sound really nice, but there is one major ingredient that life doesn't seem to equally supply us with: the sugar. But life's lemons are too relentless for a sugar packet or two. Today's difficulties and the compounding troubles of the past, they heap up upon us, one on top of the other. Who would have enough sweetener to make a refreshing drink from life's bitterness? Lamentations 3:19 through 23 says, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I called to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." You see, God's word, it doesn't deny, but it rather confirms that our affliction can lead us to bitterness and even depression. But it doesn't leave us there or send us on some search for artificial sweetener. He provides us with the real thing. He reminds us of his greatness when all we can think of is the terrible. He recalls to us the storehouses of his own faithfulness that we can hope in. You see, our sweet hope isn't found in the removal of a bitter life, but rather in the retention of a better love. Even when we ourselves are the cause of our own pain, God's sugar is that he will relentlessly love us. We are reminded here to remember the facts of God's overwhelming faithfulness. Within the grove of life's lemon trees is the field of God's great compassion. When both sides of the bed were the wrong side to wake up on, his mercies are new every morning. Remember that he offers you great love and compassion that makes the most bitter circumstances refreshing. You may not have the choice of what you get, but God has called you to remember what he can make out of it. This has been your pastor of the day, Jeff Deal, reminding you, when life gives you lemons, remember God's sugar.